好，第一位。
我之前就是听到还有读圣经，我里面都有一种惧怕在，我不知道为什么，就是里面有很多的困惑在里面。但是呢，今年我参加这个退休会，我里面那个完全被挪走了，没有了。我感谢神，在这个退休会里面，我里面的很多疑惑都没了。然后很感恩，就是说，在甚至退休会里面，我里面很兴奋，很兴奋。就是感谢赞美神啦，哈利路亚。
来，第二位，新娘，欢迎。
弟兄姐妹，大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我不太习惯他帮我翻译。
I'm not used to having a translator.
我这次来之前的时候呢，就是很激动，因为我就是非常非常想来到这边。我前阵子压力很大。
Before I came here, I felt very emotional, very excited about coming here because I've been under a lot of pressure lately.
我知道说来到这遇见神议会这边退休会，我的压力就会不见。
I know after this retreat, my pressure will go away.
就任务说我想的一样，我一来到这边的时候，我一路上开来的过程当中
On my way driving here
我就很高兴。
I felt very joyful.
而且很高兴的事就是我在因为我从 Nashville 开过来的。
Because I drove here from Nashville.
是四个小时的车程。
It's about a 4-hour drive.
然后我还带着我的女儿。
I brought my daughter with me.
所以在这过程当中，我请我的社青小组帮我祷告，希望在这个四个小时的过程当中，我的女儿是非常的平安以及安静。
I asked my group to pray for me and my daughter so that my daughter will be quiet on the way here.
感谢主，他从头睡到尾四个小时。他其实中途有醒来，看到妈妈在开车，他又继续睡了。
She will wake up and then she saw me driving, then she'll go back to sleep.
所以我们在继续祷告，说回去的过程当中，他也能够再睡四个小时。然后在这一次在昨天晚上的讲道当中
，In last night's preaching.
对，然后因为之前中的一直有很多的牧师以及牧者在说。我们要出去传道，我们要出去传道。
Lots of pastors kept saying, preaching that we need to go out and spread the gospel.
但是呢，当我每次想说，对，我要为主宣扬他的道，我要出去传道的时候，总是有一个声音讲说，那你女儿怎么办？
Every time when I decide, yes, I'm going to go out to preach the gospel, then a voice said to me, what about your daughter?
那我的先生呢？我们家的生意呢？还有一切一切的，都该怎么办？
What about my husband? What about the business we have?Everything else, what do we do with them?
那我就只能在那边祷告说，神啊，拜托帮我把这些事情全部都处理干净，这样我才可以出去为你宣扬的道。
So then I ask God, please take care of everything else so that I can go out and preach the gospel.
昨天呢，有圣灵感动我，就是让我一直不停的唱圣歌，然后过程当中，突然我的嘴巴就讲说，我愿意。
And Holy Spirit told me to keep singing the hymn yesterday, and then suddenly it came out of my mouth. It says, "I'm willing."
但是还是那个声音说，你的女儿呢？你的丈夫呢？你们的生意呢？这些东西你要怎么处理？
Then, but another voice, I kept hearing another voice say, "What about your daughter? What about your husband? What about your business?"
我后来想说，算了，这些东西怎么想也都想不出有个答案来。神，你要怎么做，我就怎么做。
And then I said to myself, forget it. God, just take care of it. However you want to take care of it, you just do it. I'll just go in.
我的脑子不够你聪明，所以我再怎么想，我也都想不出个答案来。所以这些就交给你了吧。
No matter, I can't even think of a solution for myself. So you know what? God, just take care of it. I'll just go out and do it.
所以我就说，好，我愿意。那麻烦请你把我所担心的东西所需要那个处理的东西，麻烦你都帮我处理好，这样我就愿意出去了。
Then I said, yes, I'm willing. You'll take care of the rest, everything else, and I'll go do it.
那这就是我的见证。
发现有砰砰跳的感觉，所以跟你上。
No, heartbeat in my heart.
所以拿下。哇。这个退休会是我一年最期待的，每年最期待的愿意来的地方。
The retreat is one of the places I most look forward to going to.
Yeah, 因为每次都会有非常大的收获。
Because I received a lot from this.
所以这次在来之前呢，我就做了很多准备，我就开始去把能带的家人，比如说我的父母特意从新泽西飞过来，然后我弟弟的孩子也从新泽西飞过来，然后我能带的人都能给带过来。
So before I came here, I did all prep work. I invited my family, my parents to come over from New Jersey.
然后呢，那个，但是来了以后呢，我想讲我最真实的感受。
But I want to talk about my most honest feelings I had.
This speaker 呢，其实他是我的这个 style， 他是我这种 style.
This speaker is just my style.
I really like it. 我真的很喜欢他，因为我本身就是属于那种很情绪化，就是很那个这样的一个 emotion 的人。
This speaker is like me. It's very emotional.
Yeah, 但是我非常 disappointed. 我发现我的心是硬，就是我发现我的心没有敞开，我的心是硬的。我每次坐在前面，是因为我逼着我自己要很认真的听。
I forced myself, but my heart was very hard, so I forced myself to sit in the front, so I forced myself to listen.
对，所以然后我看到他在那儿很热烈的敬拜，我也内心非常想很热敬拜，但是真的就是最不能欺骗的就是自己的心。
So I saw him at worship, God, with all his heart, but I tried to do, but my heart just couldn't do it.
所以我就是。我真的就想，我就问我自己说，难道这一次我就这样空手而归了吗
？And I ask myself, so do I leave this place empty-handed?
所以我真的就是，其实我就有点 disappointed at myself. 我就一直跟我说，你的心为什么这么硬？你的心为什么这么硬？打开呀，打开呀
！I was very disappointed. I was very hard on myself. I said, why is my heart so hard? Open up my heart. Open up my heart.
I know, 所以我真的都，所以在昨天晚上的在昨，然后我真的也是想敬拜的时候很想哭，可是拼命挤眼泪也出不来。因为我发现每一次当我真的放松眼泪出来的时候，我的心就先跟着软了。
Whenever my tears come out, my heart will just go soften as well.
Yeah, 但是他真的就是不能假，他假的眼泪也不管用。
But tears cannot lie, even fake tears do not work.
所以在昨天晚上在敬拜的时候，我看到我们的 speaker 在那个地方在痛哭。
So last night's message, I saw the speaker heart broken.
然后我特别感谢我们的另外一个 speaker 叫 Caleb， 他上台。
And I thank God for Caleb, the other speaker.
那 Caleb 上台的时候，他说他听到了神的声音。
Caleb saw, she said she heard God speaking.
他说在我们大家都在用中文敬拜的时候，他静下心来，他听到了这种万国各国的语言敬拜的声音，好像神在天堂听我们用各族的语言来敬拜。
She said as if God is here, all nations, all languages, all gathered here together and praising God.
然后上帝说谢谢，谢谢我们敬拜。然后上帝说。他为我们死是值得的，他很欣慰。
And God said, "Thank you for our worship." He felt very it's worthy of His death on the cross.
然后在那一个时刻，我的眼泪就拼命的流。
And at that moment, when I heard that, my tears started flowing.
然后我就在想说，我们到底做了什么？神竟然觉得要过来谢我们，说他为我们的死是值得的。
And what we do to be worthy of God saying thanks to us?And they worthy to die on the cross for this.
以前我最喜欢的一首歌就是更多更多。
My favorite song used to be I want more.
Yeah, because 我们总是要我要这样，我要你把所有的恩膏都降临在我身上，我要你给我更多的爱。
I want you to give me more love, give me more anointing.
在这样的一个时刻，我觉得我们应该给的更多。
In that moment, I wish you give me more.
Yeah, 不是我们别人跟我们怎么配得，神已经把他的生命给我了。
God gave us His life. What's more to give us?
So every time I think, I think of that cross. I think of that cross. I feel that this is the greatest love.
When I think about this, I
keep
thinking about the cross. This is the biggest love.
是的 ，as human, 我们人在地上的人，除了我们的生命，有什么还有比这个更大的
？What's bigger? What's greater than life itself?
在天上的神，他拥有万物，他所有的神都不缺，所有都是他的神，所有都是他的。这样的一个神，他竟然降尊到地下。
God has everything, owns everything in this world, but he came down to this earth.
然后他把那些作为人当中最最宝贵的生命也献出来了。
And he gave his most precious to us.
Amen. 然后就是因为爱我们。
And because he loves us.
然后我们还在这先天的不嫌弃，还真的不知道他是还是在嫌弃的。
And sometimes we even blame God, don't even treat God as God.
所以在那个时刻我就祷告。 我说我不要你给的更多，我要的是你看我的眼睛，看我的耳朵，看的更多，因为你已经给了你的所有。
I pray God not to you give me more, but we owe you. Open my eyes, open my heart, so we can give you more.
不是God给了我们少。
God gave me a lot.
而是我们自己的眼睛看见的少。
But it's our eyes see little.
是我们的耳朵听见的少。
Our ears hear little.
是我们的心太硬，感受不到上帝的爱。
Hearts so hardened that we cannot feel God's love.
所以我就向上帝祷告。
I pray to God.
我祷告上帝给我一个温柔的心，开我的眼睛，开我的耳，让我看见更多你的爱。
Give me a soft heart. Open my eyes to see more of your love.
以至于我愿意更多的去爱你。
So that I can love you more.
Thank you.
Thank you. About a month ago, I had a request from outside.
希望我去柬埔寨服侍。
Oh, an invitation to go to Cambodia to serve there.
我心里想，搞什么啊？
And my heart says, what's this?
我也不晓得是我的年龄还是怎么样，我总是觉得多一事不如少一事。I feel
like rather have one more thing. What about one less thing is better for me?
好像我没有办法心甘情愿。
It's like my heart is not willing.
但是昨天晚上，
But last night,
其实我已经很久没有这么样的流泪了。
I haven't cried like I did like last night.
刚讲员呼召我们出来的时候，我站在那个地方，我的眼泪就一层一层。When
the speaker made an altar call, I stood out, I came out, and I kept crying.
我跟神悔改。I
repented before God.
我说我记得我年轻的时候，我曾经跟你讲过，无论你要我做什么，我都会做。I
remember when I was young, I said to you this: No matter what you want me to do, I will go do it.
为什么现在我想东想西，就觉得不想做？
Why now I consider this, I consider that, and I said I don't want to do this anymore.
而且我一直想到，信心没有行为是死的。And
I kept thinking of this phrase. He said, "Work, faith without work is dead."
就我觉得神的灵在我的里面，就是使我降服。
So I felt God's spirit in me is to subdue my heart, to make my heart submit to God's will. Let me respond to Shilling's and Pastor Felicia's testimony.
那个就是在第一天晚上的时候，他不是说，他引用经文就是说，耶稣对你来说，他是谁？
The first night's message, he said, "Who is Jesus to you?"
那他也说，让我们祷告，就是求神开你的眼睛，开你的耳朵，开你的心，让你真正的知道耶稣是谁。So
open your eyes, open your heart, open your ears to see who Jesus is to you.
那其实真的是神的圣灵在我们敬拜的时候，特别是 Joseph 带敬拜的时候，我就看到一个异象。When
Joseph was leading worship, I saw this vision.
那是看到一个。 就是说是一个圆筒形的一个东西，它在被燃烧。I
saw this cylinder-shaped object that's burning.
那当时就有一个英文，它叫 burning torch.
In English it says burning torch.
Yeah, 就是燃烧的火炬。 那跟我们平常看的不一样，但是它就是是一个圆筒形的，它在燃烧。那当时我就在问神说，这个代表什么意思
？I ask God what this burning torch means.
那当时就是说慢慢我就就是接这个特会的几天下来，我更加明白，加上那个 David Brand 跟我们讲的。
From the nights that we have here, and through David's message, I started to know what this meant.
那你当时神还问我，就说你想想这个火炬是在什么时候最亮
？God asked me, when is the brightest moment for this burning torch?
当然是在最黑暗的地方。
It's the brightest one. It's the darkest.
但是呢，它还需要有，真的是要让神的光，像那个 David 在北非的时候，真的是他要活出来这样的一个生命，让神的光进到他的里面。
It's like if you look at David Bryan, he goes to North Africa, he has to let God's light come into him.
那他也引用圣经在帖撒罗在那个帖撒罗尼迦前书里面，他说也要因着我们的为人。这样的话呢，就是说，当耶稣被高举的时候，那个他的光在我们里面，我们活出他的生命的时候，才能吸引万人来归向他。
It's when our lives, when God's light comes in us, in the First Thessalonians, it says that you've got to live out Jesus in you, so when people see Christ lifted up, they will draw people to Him.
所以呢，我觉得这个对我的意义就是说，神说你愿不愿意放在我的手里面，让我来，你的生命可以来被神来使用，被神来燃烧。
So it's like it means that are you willing to commit your life into my hands, be a burning torch in my hands?
是，那我就说神啊，你的圣火来在我里面来燃烧尽所有不属于你的，然后让你的光可以发出来。
Yes, so God, I ask that your holy fire burns out all the impurities so that we can be a burning torch for you.
对，所以我觉得很有意思。神在就是说第一天晚上给我这个意象以后，那天晚上我就做梦了。
So after that night, I saw that vision. God also gave me a dream.
然后我就看到一个姐妹，她手里面也拿着这样的一个长筒形的一个是用麦秸就是很整齐的金色的麦秸包在一起的，那我也知道，真的是就是我在印象里面看到的那个火炬，但是它还没有被燃烧。
I saw in my dream, I saw a sister holding up this torch made of gold.
但是就是说，神说，如果要是你要来被神所用的话呢，我还梦见一个，就是说一个那个整牙师，他说你这颗牙不整齐，这个不整齐，就是说要被神，要跟神对齐。这样的话呢，才能被神使用。
And I saw that you gotta get aligned with God. So I saw also a dentist trying to say this teeth needs to be fixed. This teeth needs to be fixed. As in God is realigning us with God's will.
所以就说，而且那个令的女儿正好说，她在弄整牙嘛，就是很痛苦的，是有个痛苦的过程。但是呢，一旦你的牙齿这个结果是好的，像 David Brand 说的，是我们有 suffering， 但是这个结果却是好的。
So this is like a realignment of teeth, and it's good for you at the end. So I was playing basketball, and my tooth almost fell out.
我听到嘣一声，我哎，好像是牙齿断了，真的是断在那个框里面。所以我那个有一颗牙是完全不能咬，而且前面这里啊，然后这个
got snapped in the crown.
也碰到饭都会痛。
Even when I eat rice, it hurts.
不用咬饭，碰到那里就会痛。
As long as rice touches that area.
然后呢，我知道这个自己牙齿。这个里面有一个牙齿断的话，要可能要植牙，植牙还四颗连在一起， 算一算大概一万多块钱。
So I don't know.
对对对，真的是很贵。
Ten grand.
那可是我又想说，我要去找医生，一去的话就要开始这个过程的。
If I go see the doctor,
就没有回头的余地。
There's no turning back.
不是没有回头余地，对我对神就没有回头余地。
There's no turning back.
所以我就去上网找一找说，说这个牙齿断掉还会长回来，在五十岁的有没有这个记录？就internet说没有，只有。哎，没有人长过来，可是有很多神奇耶，没有人自己长过来，可是哈、啊，有一个。
So I search the internet and see, try to find out is there any records of after you're 50 years old, does teeth grow back out? And I found no, it cannot. This never happened before.
然后有一个，哎，正好又出现网站是有这个牙医的神奇这个事工。
And there's a ministry that's special for teeth.
叫做耶稣是最大的牙医。
Jesus is the best dentist.
我回去 follow 给大家，真的有一群人哦，现在在美国专门为牙齿祷告。哦，你们有很多见证。不仅牙齿长出来，牙齿都变成一个金子、银子啊，什么什么都有，都好都有。
啊。
所以嘛，我就开始为这件事情祷告。他那个网站就叫你跟他做一个祷告。
That also tells you to pray after the prayer.
然后我就开始为这件事祷告。
So、I pray for this thing.
我说主啊，我要去退休会。
God, I'm going to retreat.
所以你要做事情，可能机会来。
This is your work.
不过牙齿长出来就没有被否认，说是不小心长出来，因为网站说不可能。
So if the teeth grows out, it's not by coincidence because there's no record of this happening ever before.
好，所以呢，然后我以前这个肋骨断过一根。
两年前
也是打篮球，我老婆都不大知道。所以我就每天都按着手睡觉，很痛，就说主啊，骨头恢复恢复。结果三个礼拜就好。从 Thanksgiving 到圣诞节就好。
From
我们最近查经不查到那个骨头跟骨头连结了？几期结束啊？我说神啊，我骨头还在，你只要稍微滋润一下，连起来就好。
We're studying over the book of Ezekiel, and
we
talk about bones connecting with bones, and my bones are still there. So ask us connect the two bones together.
所以哈、啊，礼拜五的时候哈、啊，在那敬拜，结果那个教授在带敬拜。
So Friday when Joseph was leading worship,
好，教授就唱了一句说 ，You never fail me.
He says, You never fail me.
我就说神啊，我所有的病都医治了，这次牙齿 you never fail me.
You never fail me on my teeth.
对，虽然说看一万多块，你帮我省点钱。
奉献。
结果，所以我是很有信心在那唱的。唱完以后，等到那个讲员上来讲的时候，他一开始讲的时候，我就发现好像水好像从我头上滴到脖子里面去。
And when I still, like, when I came out, I felt water dripping from my head.
我就奇怪怎么会有这种东西，这样
I felt like water dripping on my head.
我就看
见
没有什么东西。
And I look up and there's no water.
大概有这个六七下，就是从你的头啊，到好像到金子这里这样，有一个这个不晓得要拿什么电这样电。
It's like an electricity also comes six, seven times.
You
come all the way to my
house. 结果我一回去以后，
晚上就吃一个橘子。
其实我是试试看要吃那个橘子。
So I tried eating an orange.
哎，都不会痛。
And it's not very long.
真的，我到现在牙齿可以咬，所以我也不晓得里面发生什么事情。对，原来是很痛。
It hurt a lot before.
看看是不是神把我的秘籍接起来，因为现在已经可以咬东西，都不痛了。可能可以帮我省一万块钱。
奉献。
而且因为你控制了，所以要 double 你的奉献。
每天一个阴阳。
下次猜你去收奉献，你就要 double 了。
我们必须要准时结束，因为我们下面还有一个。合家欢的时候，
照相。哎，弟兄姐妹好呀！
好啊，你好。
我记得去年的退休会对我来说可能是我生命的一个转折。
It's a last year's retreat was my turning point.
就是你带着很大的期望来，你就会得很多。
When you came with a lot of expectation, you will receive more.
因为去年的讲员对我来说，他的生命实在是太让我羡慕了。对。
Last year's speaker is an envy in my heart.
所以回去之后，我会常常想他的信息，也会再回听。
I will keep remembering his message and keep listening to his message.
所以我觉得2019年对于我来说，这个信主十几年的人，我觉得是非常非常大的一个转变。
This is a big change for me as a Christian.
Yeah, 1月份我有去迈阿密。
In January, I went to Miami.
然后六月份我有去泰国。
June, I went to Thailand.
我非常非常感谢神，让我的先生可以帮我来单独带孩子。
And I thank my husband.
对，作为妈妈，我觉得我和所有的，因为我。不是儿童主日学，因为我实在是了解妈妈的心。我差不多是365天，好像24小时的心思意念都在孩子上面。
As a mother, I pretty much is 24/7, 365 days a year taking care of kids.
所以我问神是不是我已经把孩子当成我的偶像。
And I ask God, did I treat my children as my idol?
所以到今年我非常清楚神告诉我要放手，然后我非常感谢神，我先生越来能越帮我就是做得更多。
And I think God told me to let go of my children, and I thank God that my husband is stepping up to help take care of the kids.
然后在泰国的时候，我见到那些年轻的宣教士都30几岁的中国年轻人。
And I saw the missionaries in Thailand, they're all Chinese and only 30 some years old.
他们的生命震撼到我什么程度，就是我常常没有，就是不知所措。
Their lives doesn't cause me to be amazed. I don't know how to handle them.
然后回来之后，我每次为他们，就是在敬拜的时候，我最喜欢的时候，我真的就没有办法不为他们哭。
And whenever I'm worshiping, I will pray for these missionaries.
然后这一次的讲员也是这样子，我非常害怕，我跟不上他要讲的那个深度。
I was afraid that I cannot follow the depth of his message.
因为真的，我们这么多年说是基督徒，也好像非常努力的在为主做一点点事情，但事实上那个 level 完全不一样的。
As a Christian, we've followed God for so long, but it seems like we're on different levels.
我最感动的一点就是上一次他在我们教会分享的时候。
I remember last time his message, he said this.
到最后的时候，好像差不多2/3的人都离开会堂了。
About two-thirds of people left the.
他讲了一句话，说他为他和他在那里的孩子一起为没有饭吃来祷告。
And he said this, that they would pray. With his children for food to eat on the table.
然后他说他收到我们的奉献。
And he received our offering.
那个时候我觉得一把刀子插到我的心。
And I felt like a sword stabbed into my heart.
我们可以不出去。
We don't have to leave.
但是我们可以少买一件衣服。
We can buy less clothes.
我觉得那时候神跟我说，如果他的孩子没有饭吃。
If his children doesn't have food to eat.
如果他们在挨饿，
If they're starving,
我有责任。
I'm responsible.
我觉得这就是神现在给我的。
And this is what God placed in my heart.
所以我愿意在我自己的生活上再简单一点。
I'm willing to let my life be a little bit more simpler.
然后我更大的祷告就是我希望这次特会回去之后。
And through this retreat,
我真的不要白白浪费他的讲道。
I don't want to put his messages in vain to waste.
我不知道这两年我怎么样来为他带祷。
I don't know how these 2 years I will intercede for him.
我真的是求神，
哪
怕能够安全回来。
I ask God will help him bring him back safely.
这是我常常跟我儿子讲的话，因为我儿子很爱他。
My son loves him a lot.
Okay. 去年就是他上次在我们教会分享之后，他有在饭厅有跟我们的青少年有一个额外分享的时间。
After his message last time, he actually had a special time with the kids, with the young teenagers.
我坐在旁边看着他的时候。
When I saw him,
有一个瞬间，我看到了一个那个全世界再也看不到那种他的眼睛，他的 那个牙齿，他笑起来那个纯真，我从来没有看到那么纯的一个笑脸。
At this little moment, I saw a smile. I've never seen a smile this pure.
我真的希望我们的青少年，我们的孩子在主里面真的也可以这样子纯真起来。
And I wish our teenagers in our church also would be as pure as him.
啊，我就求神让我们都有时间消化，能够真正活出来他给我们传讲的
信息。And I ask God to give us time to digest this stuff. Let me tell you about a testimony of healing.
大家看到了我会做一些服事。
Lots of people see me serving.
几年前就开始做，从扫地开始做。
I started with sweeping the floor.
然后越做越多。
And the floor became more and more.
做多了之后，说实话，心里面会有一种苦毒。
Sometimes the more I do, I miss the bitterness in my heart.
就是你出现的镜头越多呢，大家都来找你。
The more you expose yourself, the more people will come and find you.
我毕竟是一个普普通通的人，我不可能什么事情都处理好，是不是
？I'm just a normal person. I can't take care of everything.
所以说，我心里面会 complain.
I will complain my heart.
但是我看到教会里边也有做服事的人。
And I saw other people that serving in the church.
但是我看到他们心里好像没有我们那么多 complain.
It's like, but he doesn't seem they don't seem like they're complaining as much.
所以说，神呐，我需要你医治我。
And I ask God to heal me.
我找了这么多年，帮帮我吧。
I've been saying so many years, help me.
OK, 所以说第一个画面就是人的服事。
The first image I saw is people.
因为我看到很多人也存在这样的问题。
Men service, they're facing the same situation as I am.
OK, 第二个画面。
The second vision I saw.
星期五的呼召的时候，最后我也跑到前面来了。
The Friday's calling altar call, I came up to the front as well.
别人跪下，我也跪下。
People kneel down, I kneel down as well.
我看到一个姐妹在我的右边。
I saw a sister on my right hand.
当她被呼召的时候呢
？When they make the altar call.
哇，你知道吗？真的是呼天唤地的啊
！And she was crying out, breaking down, breaking her heart.
我也想哭，你知道吗
？I wanted to cry as well.
真的是一滴眼泪都流不出来。
Just couldn't shed a single tear.
我看着她，我好羡慕她哦。
I'm so envious of her.
怎么可以这样呢
？How can she do this？
后来跪时间长了
，And after long time kneeling down，
腿麻了
，My legs were numb，
眼泪还是没有流出来
，Tears didn't come out，
我就走了。走到后边的时候
，That when I went back into the back，
笑。我走到后边的时候，你知道吗？就感受到一个画面，并不是我看见的。
I didn't see this， but I felt this image。
神的能力，或者是说的，或者是神的恩膏，或者是圣灵的运作，我不知道怎么解释。
I can't describe God's anointing, God's spirit moving. I don't know what how to describe.
从墙上就这样一直一直流下来。
I saw God's anointing. It came from the wall and kept flowing down.
你知道吗？像丝绸一样，或者像被子一样。
It's like a blanket.
真的是把整个会场都给盖住。
It's like covering the whole sanctuary.
当神真的是恩膏，当神真的是服侍每一个人的时候
，When God comes and serves everyone，
他从来没有说，哎，你比较好哎，哎，你好像不是那么敬虔哦。
Oh, this person not that good. This you're not very religious.
他的恩膏下来真的是恩膏每一个人。
When the anointing comes and anoints everyone，
第二个画面就是神的服侍。
And the second one is God the way God serves.
所以说比较就出现了。
We saw this difference.
如果神真的是像我那样会挑挑拣拣的服侍的话
，If God serves like me, that's so picky. Who to serve, who not to serve?
很多人知道我几年前来退休会的时候，我在外面是抽烟打游戏的。
The people would know that a few years back when I came to retreat, I sit outside and play games and smoked.
更可笑的是，讲员是谁我都不知道。
I don't know who the speaker was.
几年之后，现在我可以站在这里边去为别人服务。
And now, a few years later, I'm extending my service. Thank you. Thank God.
所以说，我想说的是，这件事情讲起来比较简单。
It's simple to say this.
但神真的是开我的心，去看到他是怎么去服侍人的，我是怎么去服侍人的。
God opened up my heart to see how I serve other people and how He serves other people.
你心里的那根刺，你心里那个苦毒，真的被医治了。
That bitterness got healed at that moment.
所以说我不会再去抱怨。
So I stopped complaining. 你们需要什么服务就来找我。I came very late Friday night, so my first session is Sunday morning.
我进来的时候，他们在敬拜的时候，第三首歌，他们唱到就在此刻，神升起，我是属你，永远属你那首歌。
And that song it talks about at this moment, God raised, we get raised up before God's throne.
那个时候，圣灵就开始在我心里面工作。
And that moment, Holy Spirit worked in my heart.
我就开始流泪。
I started crying.
然后我闭上眼睛。
When I closed my eyes.
我看到一个画面。
I saw a picture.
我的背上长出一对翅膀。
My back, wings grew out from my back.
对，然后他继续唱的时候
，When we kept singing,
后面我就发现自己在空中这样子。
I felt like I'm in the air.
自由，对。
It's like flying, in the air, freedom.
我知道这工作不好做。那个从那一刻开始。
At that moment.
整堂下来
the whole session,
眼泪就像灌了水一样从里面出来
tears were like water flowing out.
周围都没有人哭
no one cried.
我都快 hold 不住了
I could not hold on to it anymore.
为什么
why?
因为他讲到那个经文
because he talked about this verse.
他讲到说约书亚
Joshua
穿着污秽的衣服
had a filthy clothes on.
神在那个宝座上
God was on this throne.
旁边就是撒旦在控告他
Satan, the accuser, was staying next to Joshua.
可是神的心意就是说
By God's heart,
你只要把你的脏衣服脱下来
Put away, take away the filthy clothes.
我给你换上华美
I will put on new clothes on you.
就这么简单
It's that simple.
后面讲到什么天使
And talk about angels.
那经文里面有讲到天使。
And that verse talk about.
那些话是从天使的嘴巴里出来。
Those words came out of the mouth of angels.
所以神让我看见。
So God let me see, saw.
他给我长翅膀。
The wings.
他其实也许不给我一个人长了翅膀。
It's not just myself.
我们其实是站在可能是天使的那个位分上面。
Or maybe you're standing in the place position of angels.
可是我们嘴巴里说出的话。
The words coming out of my mouth
是天使说的那些话吗
was it words that would indicate that was said on the Bible
我们可能有时候比撒旦还狠
Sometimes we're even worse than Satan
所以那一刻
That moment
神让我看见
God let me saw
神的那个心肠天父的心肠
the heart of the Father
所以我那个里面的眼泪就一直流出
So my tears kept flowing out
我一直在体会天父的心肠
I kept feeling the heart of the Father.
我哭到整个人就是觉得缺氧有一点。
It's like I cried so much that I was like lacking in oxygen.
后来我的喜乐就来了。
Then joy came.
然后整个我那一天下来其实都是喜乐的状态。
And the whole day was full of joy.
虽然我翻译都搞得一塌糊涂。
Even though translation I messed up.
今天早饭的时候，牧师说这个没磨过剑，回来磨好了再来。
That once you sharpen your sword, come back again.
但是我想分享的是
，I want to share is this.
可能英文圣经这个剑
，the sword for translating English Bibles.
我还没磨好。
I'm still not sharp. It's still dull.
但是神在另外一个地方
，But God in another area.
在帮我磨剑
It's sharpening my sword.
而且我刚刚得胜
And I just overcame
三年之前
Three years ago
那个时候我的第二个小孩才一岁多
My second son was only a year old
神把那个一个意念一直放在我的里面
God put a heart I put a feeling I thought in my heart
你要扩张
You need to expand
你要走出去
You need to step out
你要走出你的舒适区
Step out of your comfort zone
可是我总是看
But I kept looking.
Joshua 才一岁。
Joshua's only a year old.
所以当那个工作出来的时候。
When that word came out.
我第一轮没有申请。
The
first round, I didn't apply. Yeah, the job application, I didn't apply for the first round.
I didn't apply
the first time. Okay. 然后呢，大概隔了几个月。
After a few months.
他们又抛出第二轮。
There's like a second round posting for job.
当时我就在想说，我要不要申请？我看到那么多的 job posting 里面，我就看到这个。
There's a lot of job posting. I saw this job posting out there.
那个时候我有跟其他的姐妹聊天
I was talking with other sisters
他们就说你的小孩还小机会多的是
your children is still young there's a lot more opportunities laid down the road
其实我知道我心里面神在跟我说话你要走出去走出去
and God kept telling me to step out step out
所以我就想把、有人就跟我说没关系只是投个简历而已
some people tell me it's fine it's just a resume
我就投了
So I sent out my resume.
稀里糊涂的经过了两轮面试。
And after two rounds of interview,
我就拿到 offer.
And I got an offer.
当时也没有想太多。
And I didn't think too much about.
在拿到 offer 之前。
When I got before I received that offer.
我觉得那是神要我去的。
I felt like that was God telling me to go.
可是我有多挣扎。
You know how the struggle I had to go through.
加书娃才一岁多。
Joshua was only a little bit over a year old.
那个工作是在 Global Center。
That job is at Global Center.
要国际旅行的。
It needs to travel around.
To Africa.
To Africa.
而且那个工作是在我原有工作上面再升一个等级。
It's the previous job, but even a higher level than my previous job.
所有的要求会再升一档。
The all the responsibilities even more.
我以前所学的专业。
Everything I learned from my major.
一点都用不上。
It won't be useful.
Useless.
一切从零开始。
It's starting from ground zero.
你说我怎么拿到这个 offer?
How did I get this offer?
然后我非常的拉扯，内心非常的拉扯。
There's a struggle in my heart.
有一天主日。
On a Sunday morning.
郭静姐妹。
郭静。
在做一个怎么讲？在做一个教导，就是职场上女性。
And it talks about a professional woman at work.
就那一天
And that day.
你讲到抢房角石
We talk about the cornerstone.
你呼召我们大家到前面来
You ask us to come up front.
我到前面来
When I step down.
跪在地上
Kneel down.
哭的整个人
I cried.
失控
I couldn't control myself.
好像是那个时候我先生在失业
My husband didn't have a job then.
所以大家都以为我是在担心我先生的工作在哭。
People were thinking I was worried about my job, my husband not having a job.
实际上是我还有一分钟，实际上是我自己的挣扎，关于我自己职场的挣扎和我对神的回应。
It's my struggle with my job and my response to God.
非常没有平安。
There's no peace.
但是我最后我决定顺服。
And finally, I submitted to God.
因为我跟 Ivy 大 Ivy 聊天的时候
I was talking with Ivy Lee
我的眼睛就望着房顶
I was looking at the roof
说着说着我好像我觉得在跟神对话
It's like I was
跟神交心
I was speaking heart to heart with God
神说
God said
你不肯去你不肯为我放下
Are you willing to lay this down
放下你的孩子
To lay down your children
你不相信不信任你的丈夫
You don't trust your husband.
因为你觉得你出差的时候，你的丈夫没有办法 take care 你的小孩。
You think that when you go on business trip, your husband couldn't take care of the kids.
就是不肯信任他们。
You don't trust.
你也不信任我。
You don't trust me.
所以后来我决定顺服。
That finally submitted and I said,
就在那一瞬间。
At that split moment,
peace
came in.
下来。所以从那开始，我就到了另外一个部门。
And from that moment on, I went to
重新开始
start from zero.
你去
When I went,
全然的黑暗
It's all darkness.
我当时很生气
I was very mad.
我回家的路上，我开车，我怪神。我说，你为什么要带我到这个地方来？
I asked her, "Why did you bring me here?"
当时神给我一句话
God gave me a word.
他说，我把你放在那里。
I put you here.
是想让你更好的把光洒出去。
Is to put out more light over there.
所以三年的时间。
So within 3 years.
这三年有一个故事。
This 3 years is a story.
是我跟神的三年之约。
It's a covenant 3 year.
三年前。
3 years ago.
当我受到那黑暗的冲击的时候。
When I felt that dark side.
我来到了退休会，在同一个地方。
I came to retreat the same place.
当时在遇见神的那一个 session.
At that moment to encounter God.
牧师也不知道为什么。
I don't know why pastor came.
他过来。
He came.
在我的后面。
Stood behind me.
跪下来。
Kneel down.
手放在我的头上。
Put his hand on my head.
为我祷告。
Pray for me.
他说神做的事情有些时候我们不知道为什么。
God someone does something we don't understand.
但是。
But.
一年。
One year.
两年。
2 years.
三年。
3 years.
当时其实我来退休会的路上，我在说神呢，你要让我在这里待多久？
Yes, I asked him, how long do you want me to stay here?
所以当牧师说一二三年的时候
，One year, two years, 3 years.
神在回答我的问题。
God is answering my question.
当时他做到三年的时候，我说不要再念了。
Stop saying.
所以他就停住在三年。
So it stopped at 3 years.
从那以后我回去。
From that moment, I went back.
我知道神带我来这里。
God brought me to
这个工作。
This job.
要待三年。
I stay here for
3 years. 攻击很强烈。
It's a lot of attack.
实际上那个攻击不是来自于他人。
It's not from other people.
来自于我的不顺服。
It's mine from my own.
我不喜欢黑暗。
Unobedience. I don't like darkness.
要想让在黑暗里面发光，那是更难受的事情。
It's to shine in the dark. It's very hard.
所以我的自然人就一直要逃。
I want to run away.
但是每一年。
But every year.
神都给一句经文。
God gave me a verse.
我每一年都靠那句经文往下撑。
I use that verse to hold on.
这是低阶的顺服。
This is the lowest level of obedience.
很痛苦。
Very hard.
等到第三年的时候。
And after 33 years.
我说快了。
Almost there.
快刑满释放了吧。
Almost out of this.
一直到从今年年初开始。
From this year.
攻击全部起来，四围起来。
All the attacks came from all over.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
但是神又给我一句经文，每年一句，有没有
？But God also gave me a verse every year.
它是耶利米书第一章最后一节。
Jeremiah, the first chapter, the last verse.
他说：“我知道四周都会起来攻击你。
”I know people will surround you, around you, come and rise.
但是他们不会打败你。
But they will not overcome you.
因为我要拯救你。
Because I will save you.
这是耶和华说的。
This is what the Lord says.
我就一直靠着这句撑着。
And use this verse to fight.
这个攻击是前所未有的。
That attack I never encountered.
虽然我知道我有神的应许。
I have God's promise.
但是我还是很难受。
But I still felt it's still very hard.
一直等到六七月的时候，我出差。
Until June, July when I went on business trip.
再回来。
I came back.
有一天我也是在上班的路上。
And on the way to work.
我随便的在放个 video.
I was just playing random videos.
一句歌词跳出来。
A verse came out.
Now I become a true believer.
现在我成为真正的相信者。
The believer.
Believer, 信徒的
一下子就打进来。
This word believer came into my mind.
让我好像一下子清醒了。
It's like awakened me.
对，我要成为一个 believer. Believer 意味着什么？
But what does believer mean?
其实神是要我们在他的里面找到安全感。
It's to find peace in him.
所以环境看起来很险恶。
So the surrounding even those evil.
你受不了了，你快要受不了。
Can't hold on anymore.
可是那都是神允许的。
But that God lets that happen.
我有一天去听一个讲座。
One time I went to a seminar.
里面有一句话又蹦出来。
Another word came out.
Sorry. No, not this one. I'm sorry to pastor.
结束了。
他有一句话就说：“不要丢掉你，不要害怕失去你的工作。”
Don't be afraid to lose your job.
因为神在利用环境。
God's using your environment.
让你在他的里面。
To be in him.
更成熟。
To be mature in him.
More secure.
More
更有安全感。
More secure.
从那一天开始。
From that moment on.
我整个人跨越。
I overcame.
我整个人不一样了。
I became different.
环境都没变。
环境 did not change.
对，所以我到后来到八九十，现在十月份的时候，我就觉得我得胜了。
August, September, October, I
am
on top.
我觉得神告诉我，你 ready 了，你可以到下一个。
God says you're ready. You can move on to the next phase.
上次 David 来的时候
，Last time when David came，
有一个女孩子过来帮我祷告。
A sister came and prayed for me.
她有给我印证。
He gave me a revealing confirmation.
神，你是神所喜悦的。
You are beloved of God.
神会回馈你。
God will reward you.
他一直说了大概四五次 ，God will reward you.
He said 4 or 5 times, God will reward you.
我整个人哭泣的像一个小孩。
I kept crying like a baby.
后来我跟信生分享的时候
，And I was sharing this with 信生。
我说过去三年太不容易了。
Past 3 years were very hard.
昨天。
Last night, yesterday.
昨天，我最后一个上来。
Well, I was the last one that came out.
第一堂的时候 ，first session， 我最后一个上来。
First session, I was the last one to come out.
To ask David to pray for me. 我当时心里面是很轻松、很愉悦的。
At that moment, my heart was very light.
并不是被神 reject 的。
I wasn't rejected by God.
我说我是来捣乱的。
I'm here to cause a mess.
可是他第一句话就说。
First phrase he said.
Sister, you're not burdened.
Sister, 姐妹，你没有被压很重。
Sister, you're not inconvenienced.
你没有很不方便。
他说：“这是从你的 childhood 来的。”
This is came from your childhood.
你从小都觉得害怕给别人增加负担。
You're afraid to give burden to other people.
你害怕给别人带来不方便。
You're afraid to cause inconvenience.
哎，现在能为你祷告是我的荣幸。
But now I'm praying for you is my honor.
我当时眼泪就是不自觉，我在笑啊，眼泪还没下来。
I was smiling but crying at the same time.
他就说：“哦，神跟我说。”
God said to me,
"He trusts you.
He trusts you."
他说 ，You are ready.
You are ready.
God will give you a favor.
上帝会给你一个
恩宠。
In marketplace, in your business.
在你的生意场上。
Oh, I saw the light change.
我看见灯改变。
It turned from red to green.
红灯变绿灯。
Now it's time.
现在是时候。
Just move forward.
就往前进。
No matter what we want to do.
不管你要做什么。
Just go.
就去。
我又一次得到了 confirmation.
I received this confirmation.
那叫一个欢喜。
谢谢。还有时间吗？
弟兄姐妹，你们好。这么宝贵的时刻，因为刚才我太太占用了大家时间超过5分钟，所以我在这边把这时间还回来。我这个见证是这样子的，就是周五的晚上，大家都有手机，都知道，就是说一旦你有重要的事情要 check 手机的时候，当你的电power 少于20%，它那个剩的时候，你会担心它会突然就是关机的，就没有了。我的手机的经历是这样的，当它达到5%的时候，会自动关机。
So my cell phone on Friday night when my cell phone reaches below about 20% below it was shut off automatically. So I was worried about that happened on Friday.
但是从下午我们开车从亚特兰大到这儿，那是4点钟的时候，我就剩1%， power 就剩1%了。
So on my way driving from here, my battery is on 1% left on my phone.
David 就是周五领敬拜的那个 David。他给我就是4首歌曲的歌词，我需要把它做投影，所以在那个时候我只有1%的 power， 因为所有的信息都在我的手机的 email 上。我说我怎么处理神，我说如果关机的话我什么都看不到。这样的话一直到晚上10点钟的时候，当
and my phone is dead because I didn't put the lyrics on the machine and everything I saved on my phone, so I'm 1% left. What do I do?
这样的话我就不断地抽我的手机，但是这个手机呢在高强度的运转情况下仍然是1%，它也会不关机。我就心里很纳闷，所以我就默然不哦，我一回头我看牧师坐在我旁边，我不知道这个能力是说上帝直接给我，还是说透过牧师传到我这里。所以是
For some reason, I kept using my phone, high usage, that's all 1% left, so I think it was, what's going on? Is it, and I realized, pastor is singing this way, is it because pastor's power is flowing to the phone?
所以对一个人来说，我担心的只是那1%的 power, 神对我说，哦，你不用担心孩子，那99%的 power, 你的能力是小，但我的能力是那另99%的 power， 所以这1%的 power 坚持了6个小时。哇！ 他会的听到。对，所以说，如果你要敬拜我的时候，因为我的恩典够你用的。所以我觉得这真是一个奇迹，因为我手机一旦到了2%power，它会自动关机，所以在那一天坚持6小时，只用1%的 power， 就像那个惠国说他的牙齿，我想知道你到底是长了一个金色的牙齿还是？
So I'm going last 1%, this is 6 hours. I get from that, just to be my power is always enough.
不知道什么时候变成发电机。
When I became a generator.
充电器绝对不是你的意思，你的手机都会。